Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey gorgeous souls, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. So today's episode is a little bit different, just because I am interviewing one of you, my lovely followers, Giselle Boxer. So to give you some backstory to this, back in October 2022, I was doing a sellout MBS event. I was doing one of my workshops, and Giselle's lovely mum came up to me and spoke to me after my workshop, and she was telling me all about her lovely daughter Giselle. She was telling me about how positively wealthy had like transformed her life and how she manifested these huge, incredible business successes so quickly, all from using the book. And obviously I was like, oh my gosh, like this is incredible. I'm not going to spoil them because you're going to hear Giselle talk all about them in a second. But I was just blown away by how much she'd been able to manifest just from using the book. And it was so inspiring to hear. And her mum was showing me these AccuSeeds, which is her business. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so interesting. I really want to learn more about this. So Giselle got in touch with me after that, because I said to her mum, get her to get in touch with me. I'd love to speak with her. And we've had this podcast booked in for a couple of months now, and I'm so excited that I have been able to chat with Giselle today and share this hugely inspiring chat with you, all about her amazing business, which I'm sure you are all going to be so intrigued to hear about, because I am fascinated by this. And she's actually going to send me some AccuSeeds to try. So I'm actually going to document how they work for me and what shifts I get, because I'm so excited to learn about a new, like a new tool and modality. I'm always here for trying new things. And I'm just so grateful that we could share this interview with you today. But Giselle, if you don't know, is the founder of AccuSeeds, the leading UK brand for ear seeds, a DIY needle-free form of acupuncture, which can support anxiety, migraines, hormonal issues, and more. So Giselle found me and Positively Wealthy at the very early stages of her business, as you will hear. And over the 33-day period and beyond, she's manifested mind-blowing opportunities and mind-blowing money, and mind-blowing things within her business. And she's just gone from strength to strength, which is just so amazing to hear and see, as you'll see through this episode. And also I want to share as well, because so many of you have asked me to do this. I get these posts all of the time in my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook of people wanting to start accountability groups. I've heard of numerous WhatsApp groups for Positively Wealthy, full of 70, 80 plus people. And everybody keeps telling me that they are creating little accountability groups for the Positively Wealthy Challenge, which is so amazing to hear. But what I have done after a huge request in the Law of Attraction support group from a bunch of lovely ladies who wanted an accountability group, I've actually created a free one on Facebook. So this is just literally for all of you to join. It's not like a sort of structured group or anything like that. It's just a beautiful accountability group that you can all come together in and do the challenge together. You can hold each other accountable, document what's manifested, cheer each other on, and support one another. So I will put the link to that in the description below, but you can also search Positively Wealthy Manifesting Challenge Accountability Group. I know it's a bit wordy, so you can just use the link in the description below or type in Positively Wealthy on Facebook and fingers crossed it will come up. So I really hope you're going to enjoy the group as well. Obviously the Law of Attraction support group is for all round support, and obviously we do lots of fun little questions and Q&As and loads of amazing support and advice in that group. But I just wanted to create the Positively Wealthy Accountability Group literally for you guys to just have accountability together and support one another, cheer each other on, and I can also cheer you on along your Positively Wealthy journey as well. So if you do want an accountability group, or you want some buddies to read the book with and do the challenge with, that is the group for you. So I really hope you're going to enjoy being a part of it and all cheer each other on and manifest hugely amazing things just like Giselle. But without further ado, I will share Giselle's interview because I'm sure you're eager to hear all of her amazingness and what a star she really is. Welcome to the show, Giselle. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. It's so lovely to meet you after your mum came up to me at MBS in Birmingham all those months ago telling me about your incredible success story with Positively Wealthy and all the things that you've got on to achieve. So I'm so excited to discuss all of that with you today, and you can share all these incredible success stories and your wonderful business with our listeners as well. But first of all, Giselle, I ask this question, as you probably know, to every podcast guest. So it's only right that I ask this to you as well. But when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
So when I was 16, my father passed away from a heart attack, and my mom used different spiritual practices and she saw psychic mediums and stuff to help her process the grief and to help her through that really challenging time. And she had a reading with a psychic medium, and they were able to connect with my dad's spirit, and that just, as I said, really helped her process that time in her life. And about 2 years later, so when I was 18, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do one of these readings myself, and had an incredible experience, connected with my dad, and it allowed me to continue that connection with him, and also to have some questions that were sort of unanswered before he passed away. But at the time I was 18 and I was at uni, and I didn't share this experience with anyone else apart from my mom, because I thought people are going to think I'm a bit strange doing this. But fast forward about 8 years, I was 26 years old, working in a really senior job in advertising in London, and was exercising all the time, socializing, sort of living that London life. And I was diagnosed with a condition called chronic fatigue syndrome, where I was experiencing debilitating fatigue, muscle pain, brain fog, joint pain, migraines, the kind of plethora of debilitating symptoms. And I had to stop working. I had to move back home with my mom. I couldn't get out of bed for more than sort of 5 or 10 minutes at a time. And it was just a complete shock. And I went to see my GP, as you would if you have a health problem. And they said, you've got chronic fatigue syndrome. We don't have a treatment. You will never recover. You'll never work again. And you'll never have kids. So wow. For me, it was, wow. A huge, huge shock. And it sent me on a bit of a downward spiral, to be honest, in terms of my mental health. So as I said, I moved back home with my mom, and because she's really into spirituality, she's a Reiki master, she's very much into all different kind of wellness practices as well. She was like, come on, we're not listening to what the doctors have said. We're going to get you better. Let's go and see all these different kind of alternative healing practitioners. And let's work on your spiritual practices and self-development, and you're going to be fine. And thank God I listened to her, because I saw nutritionists, naturopaths, psychic mediums. I was doing meditations all the time, breath work, and just with like diet changes, supplement changes, and generally changing my lifestyle, I was able to make like amazing inroads into my recovery. But it wasn't really until I met a Chinese doctor who did acupuncture on me, gave me herbal remedies, and used this mysterious thing called ear seeds that I was able to make a full recovery. So I made a full recovery within 12 months, and I really owe that to, as I said, diet, supplementation, Chinese medicine, but then also all of these different spiritual practices that kind of enabled me to understand why I was going through this time in my life, and enabled me to process all the hard emotions that come with chronic illness. And yeah, from there I was exercising, back in full-time work, socializing all the time, and then I got pregnant. So I defied all of the odds.
What a story as well. I mean, like, you literally have defied all the odds, and it's so amazing to hear that story. So thank you for sharing it, because I know so many people listening may be in exactly the same situation, or their GP said the same thing to them. And it's just so true. Like, we know our bodies, and I feel like there's always that, and I guess you had the same, where you have that determination where you're like, I'm not gonna let this happen. I'm not gonna let this diagnosis rule my life, or I'm not gonna let this sort of like bleak future they've painted for me become my reality. So thank God for your mum. Thank
I
God for
know.
her. I mean, I've met her, she's absolutely lovely. So thank God she guided you to do all of this, because obviously, you've managed to turn it around in the most amazing way. And now this is your business, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So fantastic. So how did you then go from obviously trying Accu seeds and, trying this all out to then starting a business? How did that come to plan?
So I knew that once I got pregnant, I was like, right, I'm not going to go back to my previous job in advertising. And I really wanted to start something myself. And I really wanted to just help other people with their health and wellness. And this was during lockdown. Me and my partner would be walking around the park every single day, again and again and again. And we'd be talking about all different ideas for a business. And something just clicked one day. And I realized that ear seeds, they're really, really big in America, and there were no brands in the UK that were selling them. So I was like, right, I need to do this. So I started in November 2021. That's when I launched.
Amazing. And I mean, it's just been one success from the other, from what you've told me and your mum's told me. So I'm so excited to dive into all of this. So obviously, you've read Positively Wealthy, the book, and your mum, that was the first thing she told me when she came up to me. She was like, oh my God, Giselle had these huge successes. So I'm not going to spoil them, because I want you to share them with everybody. But what are your experiences with Positively Wealthy, and what were you able to manifest as a result of the book?
So I purchased the book, I think it was April 2022, so that was like 4 months after launching. And I'm sure everyone can relate with the first few months of a business. It's like things are a bit slow and they're starting to build up, but you're not seeing like unbelievable successes immediately. And the thing I loved about the book was that it was a really clearly structured 33-day plan, and you had a different practice that you had to do each day. So I followed that plan, and yeah, within 6 months, really, I'd manifested multiple 10K months, a pop-up in Selfridges, which was unbelievable, and also an event with Alo Yoga, who are a major yoga activewear brand in America. They were coming over to the UK, and they wanted me to do ear seeding on athletes at Wimbledon. So that was another incredible manifestation.
I bloody love Alo Yoga. So that's such a good clothing brand. So amazing. And I mean, like, those are three, and I'm sure there's countless other stuff as well, like even the smaller stuff, but three huge, huge, amazing things that have just transported your business. So now, obviously, here in 2023, what does the business look like now?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So within the year, I met my financial goals. I used your book to, I basically plucked a number out of thin air, and I was seeing everyone on social media, oh, I manifested a six-figure business. And I was like, you know what? Let's just put 100K as a goal for my first year in business. And at the time it felt crazy. But I planned out each month how much I had to make, and I reached 100K my first year. I am in talks with major retailers in the UK that are going to start stocking my product. I'm exhibiting at some really amazing like wellness festivals and stuff in the UK. So yeah, it's all going really, really well.
Oh, well, the biggest congratulations to you, because that is all so, so exciting and so bloody phenomenal for a first year of business as well. Like, you've just like smashed everything out of the goal park, clearly. So well done to you, because that's bloody incredible and so inspiring, I'm sure. I mean, it's inspiring for me to hear, but I'm sure it's so inspiring for everybody else to hear as well. So what was it like then when you first hit that first 10K month and being stocked in Selfridges? What were the feelings like?
Completely mind-blowing, to be honest, especially because something which I realized during my manifestation, during the plan, was that I was like able to write down my goals, but then I just release them and let them go to the universe. And that was really, really key for me, because I just put them aside and then just allowed them to flow to me naturally. I'm a projector in human design, and it's really important as a projector to put yourself out there on social media, let yourself be seen, but then not to sell, like get into people's DMs and start selling to them like one-to-one, because it can push them away. So I had to really learn how to put myself out there, but then just wait for the opportunities to flow. And all of the best things that have happened to me in my business have been through opportunities that I've received, like through my website, through social media. So I can remember countless times where I've been like on my emails, something's popped up and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'll like run up to my partner and be like, I can't believe this. It's crazy. So yeah, it's been an absolute joy.
And it always is like that. I'm a projector too. So like, isn't it like you have to be wait to be invited or something? You shouldn't just like you say, jump to people's DMs and do that. So I'm exactly the same. I've always felt that's quite icky and not really like the abundant energy of like attracting and, you know, magnetizing people to your work, etc. So I totally agree with all of that, but definitely true that, you know, you need to be wait to be invited, but also put yourself out there, like you say. So totally agree with the projector side of stuff. And definitely as well, like I look over, you know, the last few years and the whole 7 years of this business, and you're so right. The opportunities that have been the most mind-blowing have always just dropped into my emails. I haven't chased them. I haven't sort of like, obviously I've put the intention out there, I've done some work behind it, but you know, I haven't been the one to like go and chase that or drop into someone's DMs or anything. So I think it's so, so important that we remember that it is that co-creation process, isn't it, with the universe, and that you can allow yourself to receive as well. So what were your favorite practices from the book then, Giselle? Which ones did you feel were the game changers for you?
So some of the practices I've kind of already dabbled with already. So using crystals, doing a gratitude list. I'm an avid follower of the moon cycle, so I'm always writing down my goals at the new moon. doing vision boards at the beginning of the year, etc. But there were a couple of things which were complete game changers for me that I'd never heard of before. The first one was EFT tapping, which is crazy because the principles of that are rooted in Chinese medicine. And I was doing the Brad Yates money magnet video quite religiously. I just did a tapping video before our call just now to kind of ground me, center me. So that was amazing. I also did the rewriting your money story. That was a huge game changer. And just to give you a bit of a backstory, my father was a really, really successful businessman. And as kids, I guess we lived quite a lavish lifestyle. We're flying all over the world. We had a lot of money, a lot of abundance. And we sort of later realized in his life that he was addicted to gambling. And just before he died, my mom was realized that we had all this credit card debt. And he passed away and she was left with no money at all. So most of my teenage years, I saw her really, really struggling with money. And I think that really sort of affected my relationship with money and the way that I saw money and wealth. Mm. And so within that process, I wrote down my money story, which was, it's awful to admit, but I never, ever used a budget. I had no idea what was coming into my account and what was going out of my account. I just completely put it to the side and didn't even look at it. I didn't even look at my bank statements. I didn't want to, and I really pushed it away. And that meant that I had no savings and that I just wasn't on top of it at all. And then, yeah, I wrote down my like future money story, which was someone that was really good at budgeting, someone that was really good at saving and investing. Luckily, my partner is really financially intelligent, and he was like, come on, you can do this. And even just putting in a basic budget for the month and figuring out what was coming in and out was such a huge game changer for me financially. So that was really good.
Amazing. And it's so true. Like, and obviously I share in the book my own story of this when I was in debt, of how I had no idea what that looked like. I was saying, I want to be debt free, but had no idea what that amount was. How on earth would I manifest it if I didn't even know what the amount was? And I even had a client the other day, a life coaching client who has his own business. And he was like, oh yeah, I don't know really down to the penny what I earn each month. And I'm like, well, how on earth can you expect to hit these money goals in your business if you're not tracking every single penny? And I think sometimes people think that comes across as a lack mindset, or like, you know, like, oh, you're kind of penny watching and stuff, but not at all. It's all about awareness. It's all about that clarity. And literally from him tracking this, he's already seen huge, huge successes and shifts because he's able to track it and he's able to be like, right, wow, okay, I'm actually earning way more than I thought I was purely because I'm tracking it and I'm able to express that gratitude. I'm able to, you know now exactly what it is I am earning each month.
Definitely.
So Giselle, I really want to know what AccuSeeds are, because I saw your mum wearing them at MBS. She was showing me them and I was like, how are they stuck to your ear? Like, how do they work? Can you explain to us how they work?
Yeah, definitely. So for everyone watching on YouTube, they are tiny metal beads attached to a clear sticker. And what you can do is you can peel them off with tweezers. You put them up to the different acupuncture point on the ear and then just press them down. They work on the principles of acupressure and acupuncture, but there's no needles involved. So as I said, they're just tiny beads that are applying pressure onto the different points. And from, I guess, a Chinese medicine point of view, the ear is seen as a microsystem of the whole body. So similarly to reflexology in the feet, it's also the same thing with the ear. So there's different points on the ear that correspond to different parts of the body. So by stimulating different points, you use kind of a combination of points for different things like anxiety, headaches, digestion, addiction, PTSD, the list sort of goes on in terms of what they can support with. But then if you see it from a Western medical standpoint, the ear has so many different nerve endings in it. And you can stimulate these nerve endings, which then send messages to the brain, which then send messages to the body to naturally relieve pain, release endorphins, and most importantly, really relaxing the nervous system.
Amazing. I mean, I didn't know anything about this until I learned about your business and learned about all of what you do. So obviously with like acupuncture, normally it's like needles and things. Does it hurt? Does anything go in your ear at all?
No, there's no pain involved at all. There's no needles. It's just a tiny bead that applies pressure. And the ear may feel slightly tender after a couple of days of wearing them. It just shows there's an imbalance in the area and that the ear seeds are doing their job.
Amazing. And what are your top tips for people who are listening to this and like, oh my God, this sounds fantastic. Like, where can you start with it? Like for myself, where would I start with it if I really wanted to try it, but didn't know what I kind of needed it for?
So just hop onto our website. We've got starter kits, which tell you how to use them, how they work, and then where to place them for lots of different things, as I said, like anxiety, stress, digestion. And then we've also got a women's health guide as well, because so many women came to me and said, I really need help with my menstrual cycle. I'm having fertility issues, postpartum depression, menopause. So they can help with those things as well. So you can purchase a kit from our website. That's a good place to start.
Amazing. And I'll put a link to Giselle's website in the description below, so you have a nice, easy, clickable link to go and find her AccuSeeds. But Giselle, what is one piece of advice that you would give anybody who's about to start the Positively Wealthy journey? What advice would you give them for the book?
I would say dream big. I think write down like the biggest and craziest goals that you have, and yeah, and just see what happens. Just relax, let it flow. Anything can happen. And I've seen in my business, it's just been a crazy journey. And I know it's only going to get better from here. So yeah, just go for it.
Absolutely. And one last question I ask every guest as well is, what is one piece of life advice that you'd like to leave my lovely listeners with?
I would say that even what I've realized with my diagnosis of chronic illness is that even the most challenging life experiences, like that's actually where you learn the most lessons. That's when your life is like turned around. Basically, I was not on my life path. I was not living my true purpose. I was given a chronic illness so that I could start from scratch. I could be get super interested in health and wellness. And that's put me on a completely different path to where I'm helping people with their health. And yeah, that would be my piece of advice is even in the really, really tough times, just know that the universe has given you that really challenging time for a reason and that things will get better.
Yeah, so, so true. Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And where can everybody find you, Giselle, if they want to learn more about your business or yourself?
So AccuSeeds.co.uk is my website. I'm AccuSeeds on Instagram, and then AccuSeeds UK on TikTok, which is a crazy, amazing platform for my business. It's the growth I've seen on there has been unbelievable.
Amazing. Well, a big, big, big congratulations to you, Giselle. I mean, just hearing all your successes, hearing all the things you've managed to achieve in such a short amount of time as well. Like, it's so inspiring to hear and so inspiring for so many entrepreneurs and probably even people who don't have businesses listening to this as well. So a big, big well done. And thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story and telling me all about how Positively Wealthy changed your life. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So I really hope you've enjoyed Giselle and I's conversation today. As always, you can find a clickable link to Giselle's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.